This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
So my guest today is Stacey O'Callaghan of SJS Coaching Services, helping people thrive instead of just survive. Welcome to Just Women, Stacey.
Hi, Jo. Thanks so much for having me. Great to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. So, it's great to sort of have you on and talking about your business and what you do. But it'd just be good to start with a little bit of your background and how you've got to doing what you've done today, what you're doing today.
Sure. So I've spent 14 years helping people and businesses achieve their goals. It ranges from helping businesses with their strategic goals. So looking at process improvement, leadership management, change project initiatives, all the way through to helping individuals achieve their definition of thriving. So whatever thriving looks like to them, because we all have a different definition. Mm. So I started my journey 14 years ago. The first 7 years of that kind of period, I spent assessing people. So my background is in psychology. I'm a cognitive behavior therapist, and I worked with people, helping them to understand their health conditions or mental health conditions or past experiences so that they could step beyond their past, step beyond their label, so that they could be more than just the condition that they had, so that they could achieve a sense of fulfillment, so that they could be the person that they wanted to be. And in that time, I really enjoyed the kind of condition management piece that I did. And I created this 6-week condition management program all about empowering people to take control of their life. And on that journey, I found coaching. And I realized that actually with coaching, I could truly help people be the best version of themselves. So I started along the coaching path, kind of leaving therapy behind temporarily. And I also on that journey realized that actually we spend so much of our time at work. Mm-hmm. If we're not happy at work, we're not able to thrive outside of work. So that's when I skipped from assessing people to assessing business strategy and jumped into the corporate world and spent an additional 5 years helping businesses achieve their strategic goals. So that was all about looking at the business mm-hmm. goal and then creating a solution through strategic business analysis. So I spent a lot of time doing process improvement, working with leadership teams, helping teams be onboarded into change initiatives. So takeover projects, that kind of thing, where another company comes into a business, takes it over, and then there's a conflict in culture. So it was all about aligning the new culture with the old and bringing the people on board in that way. And I sort of just got to a point where, well, I have my experience, I have my qualifications, my coaching business was always my dream. So 2.5 years ago, I left corporate, took the leap and started my business and haven't looked back since really.
Well, that's so fascinating. I mean, there's so much that you've talked about there and that we can sort of discuss further. And I think it's really interesting that you've talked about how you've gone from working with individuals and then going into working as the businesses and looking at their strategic goals. And as you said, you know, when change is implemented, it's about evolving that change rather than going from one way of doing things directly to the next without any link. And that's where you can find that obviously you do lose people. You lose people on that journey. And particularly now, obviously, lots of companies are having real trouble with recruitment. That must be so important that actually those things marry up the old and the new. Are you finding that businesses are starting to look a bit more at that sort of thing because of recruitment issues that a lot are facing and stuff?
Absolutely. I think, yeah, you're quite right. Change initiatives are really interesting because everybody goes on a different journey. Through change, we all have different experiences and we all have different interpretations of the change. So one thing businesses need to be really aware of is how they're communicating that change and how they're consulting the people along the way. It's not just about saying we're changing, get on board. It's about really looking at why we're changing, how we're changing, how can we get people on board with that process. Because what you'll find is if people feel like they're not on board and they're not valued, they will leave. Hence why you have an increase in staff turnover, especially if the change is so significant in terms of culture. So for example, if you're going from a family-run business culture to an American corporation corporate business culture, which is what I have experienced in, it's night and day in terms of difference. And you have to have that fundamental why in place so that people understand, so people have that context, so they can try and get on board with the change rather than having one foot out the door as soon as the change is sort of is announced.
I mean, I think it is, you know, people need to feel where they belong and that sort of thing, and company culture and values are so important in that. And if you don't feel aligned to that, and a big change can knock that alignment out, it really is going to be a recipe for disaster in terms of keeping your key people, isn't it? So
absolutely. And one of the key things I find with work satisfaction is that misalignment with values. So we all go into the workplace with our own personal values. And if they don't align with the team values and the company values, that's where you get that dissatisfaction. And sometimes, you know, you can be in a situation where you've got a really good, really comfy work environment even, but you still feel like you're not fully satisfied. There's something missing. Something doesn't quite feel right. Perhaps you're having to challenge your own values on a daily basis. Mm. So I help team members and leaders understand that so that they can either create roles, positions, responsibilities for individuals who have the issues. They can really and truly feel like they're living their values.
Mm.
Or sometimes if the values are so different from the company values, sometimes it's actually better for the individual to look at moving on, both for the business in terms of performance and in terms of getting the other team members on board. But actually, I think for me, it's all about the individual's well-being.
Mm.
And if you're living in misalignment, you're never going to be able to do anything other than survive. And for me, obviously, as a Thrive specialist, I want people to thrive.
So it's interesting. You see, you've talked about how you it's not just about surviving, it's about thriving. So how can we tell if we are just surviving and not thriving? Are there any signs that you know, an individual can spot in themselves?
Absolutely, and that's a really great question. And I think for me, you can tell you're surviving because you're not happy. You're disillusioned. You're dissatisfied. Mm. Something is missing. Very often that comes with stress, burnout even, lack of sleep. You get to a point where you just feel like there has to be more to life, to work than this.
Mm.
Surely this isn't it. And very often you wake up one day and you think, wow, how did I end up here? And then you have all this kind of, all of these judgments and worries kind of flooding because you think, hold on a second, on paper, I'm successful. You know, I have a relationship, or I have good friendships, or both, or I have a house, or, you know, I have a good career. I should be happy. I should be thriving. And for me, when you're surviving, you're living your shoulds. You spend more of your time doing what you should do rather than what you want to do. And also fundamentally, when you're surviving, we're living this life based on expectations. Expectations of perhaps that you put on yourself of the person you should be. Or perhaps it's expectations from coming from your friends or your family or your partner or your work environment or your manager. And you end up being in a situation where you think, actually, I'm not happy. This isn't who I want to be. But these expectations have shaped you into something different. And I think very often what happens when you're surviving is you listen to other people more than you listen to yourself. So just because somebody else wants something doesn't mean that that's good for you as well. And I think especially for people going through significant changes in their life, or who have hit a plateau and they're like, I want to change something, and they don't know what they want to change. If you want to thrive, you have to listen to yourself. And you have to think, what do I want? And sometimes that can be really hard because we seek support from our network, and we ask other people, and they go, oh, you should buy a house, or oh, you should go traveling, or oh, you should settle down. What do you want? Because if you don't know what you want, how can you make steps to go and get what you want?
So if somebody is listening to this and what you've just said sort of resonates and they think, actually, yes, that's me, I am just surviving, I'm not thriving, how can you help them? What would be your approach to sort of helping? I know you do sort of programs and stuff like that, but what would be the initial things that you would do with somebody?
Yeah, so the first thing I would say to somebody is head to my website, www.sjscoachingservices.com. And on there, I have a How to Thrive guide. And it's a free downloadable. And what it does is it takes you through the steps, how to get started on your journey. first things first is, what does thriving mean to you? Really take a step back and think, what needs to be happening in my life or my work or my business place for it to truly be thriving? Take a step back, take a few days, make a list of the words. Think about all of the areas of your life or your work or both that are important to you. So things like relationships, finances, location, hobbies, interests, health, traveling, whatever is important to you, make a note of it and think, what do these things look like when I'm thriving? That's the first step. And then the next step is to think, okay, so this is my 10, this is my ideal. Where am I right now on the scale?
Yeah.
And then once you've identified where you are, if you're surviving, you're probably a 3 or a 4. And then think, okay, so right now I'm a 3 or a 4. What does a 5 look like? What does a 6 look like? Just look at going up 1 or 2 levels on that rating and then set yourself a goal. So, for example, if it's about balance, if it's about work-life balance, you could say, okay, well, right now I'm a 3 because I'm working until 10 o'clock every night, getting up every morning at 8 and just working more than 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and it's not manageable. Okay, so how can you start making changes in that area? So, for example, it might be when I get up in the morning, I'm going to go outside for a walk before I start work. Or in the evening, I'm going to finish work an hour earlier than what I currently planned. Make sure that it's achievable, that this goal is achievable, because you're only looking at going up one step on that rating. And then once you get there, think, okay, give yourself 3-4 weeks to let that set in. All right, so now I feel like I'm a 4. Go again. What do I need to do next to move one step higher? And in that guide that I was talking about available on my website, it also gives you lots of things you can do on a daily basis to help you thrive as well. So prioritising things like eating healthily, getting enough sleep, and again, looking at those shoulds in your life. How much of your day is taken up with your shoulds? I should do this. I should do that. And maybe swap one of those for I want to do this. I enjoy doing that. And see the difference that makes as well.
And I think it's really interesting you saying that obviously it's a longer term process. I think we're all very in this sort of world, the immediacy of the world, we all want change to happen overnight, and it doesn't, you know. And as I think that rating scale that you said, and then working to get to the next level, you know, going from a 3 to a 4 and stuff like that, they're all achievable things. And I think sometimes we forget that actually small changes are really important, and actually they're more likely to be sustained than trying to do massive big changes overnight. So if somebody has downloaded your workbook and gone through that, then what else then, if they feel actually they could do a bit more expert guidance, how can they work with you? Is it one-to-one or groups, or how does it work?
So I have lots of different ways to work with me. The first thing is, so I offer personal development workbooks. So if there's something specific that you're having an issue with, perhaps you feel like I just need help in this specific area, or I don't need any help in other areas of my life, then my personal development workbooks may be the answer for you. If you're struggling with procrastination, for example, or you don't know how to create those goals to make sure that you can achieve them, or perhaps you're struggling with communication within your relationship, or maybe it's doing a change initiative in the workplace and you've never done one before, again, you can head to my website and download a personal development workbook that will take you step by step through the process. And that's sort of like a self-coaching process. And the workbooks are all based on cognitive behavior therapeutic techniques or personal performance techniques. So it's all based on psychological theory and behaviour change techniques. So that's the first way that you could work with me. The next thing is I do this 90-minute intensive coaching experience called Putting You in a Driving Seat. And that really is a really impactful and powerful way to experience coaching for the first time. And it's ideal for people who don't want to invest potentially the time or the finances into having a coach work with them for a longer period of time. It's high impact. You have 90 minutes with me. We do a deep dive into what thriving looks like. We look at your values and beliefs because they're really, really important if you want to be thriving, because they have to be aligned with your external, with your life and with your work. And then after that, you have access to a 5-step program. And again, it's like a self-coaching program that takes you through the journey from surviving to thriving. And one thing that I really love about this program is you have access to these materials for life. Mm-hmm. So once you've done the process once, you can sort of put it to one side, sit 3 months, 6 months, a year later, you can think, I don't feel like I'm as happy as I was, or something's not quite right. But you can go back to the program and do it again and take yourself through it again. So that's really valuable. I love that. And then the final way of working with me is my VIP package, which is for people who are really, really, really focused on wanting to thrive instead of just survive. People who are absolutely, they won't accept anything other than thriving, and they're completely committed to making the significant changes in their life that they will need in order to go from surviving to thriving. And that's a year-long coaching program. And we have lots of sort of intensive sessions going through various things like, what's holding you back? How did you end up here in the first place? Let's look at that. Let's unpick that so that you don't end up in that situation again. What are your values and beliefs? What's going on in that area? Where's the misalignment here? What do we need to do to, you know, to make those changes? And very often what happens is I'll find that I'll have immediate changes that need to be implemented for the client so they can see immediate results.
Yeah.
But actually, as we go through the program 3 months, 6 months, 10 months later, their life is completely different, and suddenly different things become much more important to them.
Yeah.
And for me, when I work with someone, it's not just about helping them thrive. It's about helping them stay thriving long term.
Yeah, you don't want that boom and bust. You want that to be a trajectory that just keeps improving. So
absolutely. And that's what the VIP package really focuses on, honing in on all of the mindset changes that will truly help you thrive, like, long term.
That's been absolutely fascinating. I mean, I think we could probably talk about this topic for hours, you know, but it's been a really good overview of the type of work that you do and the experience you've got. You mentioned your website earlier, but can you let our listeners know again, just so that they know how to find out some more about these great resources that you've got?
Absolutely. So my website is www.sjscoachingservices.com. That's sjscoachingservices.com. And on there, when you land on my page, you'll have immediate access to my How to Thrive guide, which you can then request and then download a copy. You also then have access to all of my personal development workbooks if you look into the workbook section. And one of the things I haven't mentioned yet is my complimentary coaching experience. So if what I've said to you has really resonated with you, you'd like to know more, but you haven't had a coaching experience before, I offer a complimentary coaching experience to anyone who books one from my website. Simply because it's the best way to know if you're ready for this journey. And you can book that on my website as well. I'm also on social media, Instagram, Facebook and LinkedIn. And again, all of my social media tags are on my website. But essentially, if you look at SJS Coaching Services, you'll find me pretty much anywhere.
That's fab. Well, we'll pop a link to your website on our website as well, so people can find you. It's been really fascinating to talk to you. Thanks very much for coming on, Stacey. So that was Stacey O'Callaghan of SJS Coaching Services.
Thanks so much, Jo. It's been my absolute pleasure.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.